Anarchy is a belief system that rejects government's authority in favor of self-governance or community consensus. Seeing how that is the definition and you proclaim yourself to be an anarchist, how can you be running to be the ultimate government figure in Kershaw County? And what would you do with government, seeing how you don't believe in government?
Yeah, then that's a fair question and a good question. As I said before, the ultimate goal would be to be a voluntary society, as Jesus would have us be. But we all know that that's probably not going to happen, and I'm way too old to see it happen. But we're heading in the opposite direction. And we need to change course and stand on individual God-given rights and head in that way to restore the individual rights and restore prosperity. And that's how you get there. You head toward that goal. What would I do on county council? First thing is, no more fee and lose. No more first reading title only or secret Project X and Project Y. And they use the excuse that it's for the business that doesn't want the competition to know. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, every county around is playing this fee and lieu game. It's immoral. And just because Bob over there is doing it doesn't mean Joe over here got to do it. Why do we accept these? I've heard it over and over again. How come we accept these grants? These grants are immoral. They're bribing us to do things that we shouldn't do. And I get it all the time. Well, if we don't take it, somebody else will get it. Well, we're taking stolen loot. And it's adding debt to my great, 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 great grandchildren. Can we stand on principle or do we have to lie, cheat, and steal? Government is a liar. Government is a cheat. Government is a fire that will burn you. Yeah, sure, if you chain it down real good, he can warm you and all, but if you let that thing have a little bit and a little bit and a little bit more wood, next thing you know, your whole house is on fire. What do we got now? Our house is on fire. Our house is just overrun with debt. We got nothing but corruption. The justice system's all screwed up. And it's all because we let government take over this piece and that piece and that piece and then force us to do stuff. And then we're too afraid of them. At every turn, everybody's in fear of government. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the total opposite of the way it should be. Government should always, always fear the people. And they don't. That's over. That's done. We let them off the leash. And now they come in looking like saints and want us to pat them on the back when they bring back whatever millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars for little pet projects. They want us to congratulate them. That's why they go out there with brand new shovels and new hard hats and big scissors and cut ribbons. I'm not for all that. Government is not my God. If we're going to be free, we got to take our own personal responsibility and be free. We can't rely on them. So yeah, I'm an anarchist in philosophy. I want that as a goal that never will be accomplished. I'll have that when my Lord Jesus Christ takes me home. I'll be free to worship him and only him. But until then, I'm gonna try to achieve that goal. So there you go.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?